Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's 17-year-old Steve Winwood, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you know who Steve Winwood is, that's when he did that song when he was 17 years old. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question. We ask you a different question on the, right there on the homepage every week. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Also, go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. See some of the new videos we've got up there. Check all that out. And when you're on my site, look for Gene Marx's contribution that he's made to us over the years. A lot of good stuff there that's still evergreen. His book is updated for 2011. In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. Gene Marx, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
Jim, you can find me quickerbetterwiser.com, or if you go to the New York Times website, Forbes website, Huffington Post website, you can Google me. You can search for me on those websites as well, and my columns come out there every
week.
He's
like the chicken man, folks. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Hey, Gene, what's your best advice today for small business owners?
It's funny that you talk about it because I always play around with different things that kind of help my business. Remember, I'm running a 10-person company, so Everything that I'm talking about here are things that I use, you know, and so here's my advice. For 15 years, I've been struggling with printing in my company, and I'm sure many of your listeners and you, Jim, have dealt with it as well. You know, your printer can't be fine on your network. I have a remote employee that wants to print something out. I outsource something to somebody, and they can't find the printer to print whatever. And, you know, it's amazing, and I write about this in my book. Printing technology has become so much less of a headache of late. I mean, there's a whole new generation of printers out there that I haven't even wanted.
Anybody can afford.
Listen to this. HP's got one called the OfficeJet Pro 8600. It's $200. You can buy it at Office Depot. And what that printer does is when you buy it, you get an email address with it, right? Huh. So what happens is that if you, Jim, are out on the road and you've got a document that you want to print out from your iPhone or from your iPad or from your Android or whatever, or you're just in your office and you're trying to... Whatever, if you hire somebody that's not, you know, related to your company, but they want to print out a document, they just email it to that email address that HP gives you, and the email gets routed to the printer in your office and automatically prints out. Hmm. And that is like a huge thing for me, because before we were never able to do something like that. So I've been messing around with it. It's the OfficeJet Pro 8600. I've been loving this printer. It's just something I've been recommending to a lot of my clients to say, look, if you're having printing headaches, you know, you get something like this and just email your document there and it'll print it right out for you. Pretty cool stuff.
Well, and the thing is when you've got the experience taproot that I do, I mean, I worked for Xerox back in the 70s and early 80s. So I remember when copiers were a big deal. Now printers are everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, printers are everything. And the new generation of printers that are out now, that HP printer, you know, it uses like 50% less ink. It prints on double sides now. It's extremely easy to set up. I mean, and they're, like you just mentioned earlier, printers are pretty inexpensive nowadays. Now, you know, I've also learned my lesson as well. You know, when I print something, you know, there's a limit to what you print. I mean, a lot of times I tell business owners, please don't spend time doing stuff that's going to waste your time. So, you know, if you have a big print job to do, if you have a big, you know, project that you're working on, whatever, you should be outsourcing that stuff so you're not wasting your time. I mean, you know, Office Depot has their print and copy depot center. You know, you send it out to them and you let them
or
print
their
out
local
whatever
small business printer. Well, they
correct
the local
small business printers
can help you out with that.
Right, there are a lot of local independently owned stores that do that as well. Outsource, Jim. You focus on what you do best. And that's another stuff I write about in the book.
Core competencies. That's the key.
Correct.
There's a word for this. There's a term for this that I use, Gene, when I recommend people do what you're talking about, and that is when you're getting your team, write all the things down that you do, write all the different tasks that your organization is responsible for, from soup to nuts, write it all down on a whiteboard somewhere, And then just go down the line and just ask your team, must this be done in-house? And
you're
if,
right.
And if, it, yep, and, you're and if it mustn't, then let somebody else do it. And then everything else is a core competency, and you do that inside. What do you think?
Jim, I have to tell you, I'm a CPA, but I'm like the world's worst CPA. I mean, for me, if it was close enough, it was good enough. So I don't even do my own taxes anymore. You know, I mean, I'm not that great at an accountant. I mean, I have somebody that does my payroll. I have somebody that does my taxes.
Yep.
It costs a few extra bucks a month, but the time I save is what I'm spending
productivity.
Dealing with my clients.
And they do it right because that's what they do. That's their core competency.
Exactly. And by the way, you know, my CPA, the payroll, you know, the service company we use, all locally independent businesses
good
themselves.
For you.
Got to support them.
Us too. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. The outsourcing. I've said for a long time, Gene, that outsourcing and the whole outsourced marketplace, which has really exploded in the last 20 years, outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
Because it's created so many new small businesses as well.
Oh, yeah.
So many smart people that are out of jobs now are able to do work independently for other businesses.
Absolutely.
And the technology tools that are out there have made it so easy to do that.
Hey, Gene, give us that website again, please.
Sure. My website is quickerbetterwiser.com. I do recommend to listeners go to officedepot.com as well if you're looking for that HP printer. I've been loving it.
In God we trust, everyone else pays cash. That's the updated 2011 version. Hey, Gino, come back and see us real soon.
Jim, I would love to be back. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. See you later. Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.